This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions, the quest for happiness. That's a huge topic today. All of us want to be happy, to live happily every day. But look, is it really possible to do that? To search for happiness is a quest that people have, even if they don't talk about it. But is there a secret formula for finding happiness? It's amazing. Some people actually spend their whole lives searching for happiness and never find it. Well, researchers have interviewed a lot of people asking them the question, what is the secret to being happier every day? Or what things for you provide satisfaction in life? And from all this, a group of researchers have found there are four so-called secrets. Now, this might surprise you. They found that individual happiness levels actually don't have anything to do with money, success, or even good health. And here's what really matters. Amazingly, they match what Jesus and his apostles taught 2,000 years ago. And the results, of course, are found in the Bible. So let's look today at these so-called secrets. The first thing about being happy every day is to be thankful. And of course, it's about being consciously making an effort to count your blessings on a regular basis. So it's seeing the positive things in life. That'll make you happier. And so if you're bound to make an effort to try and dwell on the blessings that you enjoy each day, you will have what they call a grateful heart or a sunny disposition. I like that. For the Christian, it's easier to be thankful because we know that what we've got in life comes from God. And God is the Almighty One who chooses to bless us. It's not a matter of luck, blind chance, or accident. But what comes into our lives comes from the hand of God. James 1 verse 17 in the New Testament says that every good gift and every perfect present comes from heaven, comes down from God, the creator of the heavenly lights. He does not change or cause darkness by turning. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it encourages Christians to give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, each day, there are situations that you can thank God for, even in the difficult times. Psalm 136 verse 1 actually says, "Give thanks to the Lord. He is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice." So be thankful. Now, the next thing is to do unto others. Want to feel good? Well, why don't you go out, donate blood, carry someone's groceries to the car, take a cup of soup to someone who is in not good health. These little acts of kindness. Now, they're not just beneficial for that person who's on the receiving end. Studies have shown time and time again, the more you do for others, the more it affects you. It just seems to happen. Jesus actually taught this principle, and we read it from Paul in Acts 20, verse 35. And he said, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that it's more blessed to give than to receive." Makes a lot of sense. Number three, get involved with other people. What's the point of withdrawing from life? It's all about investing in others and also allowing other people to invest in you. That certainly will give you some life purpose, and it ensures you won't sit at home wallowing in self-pity. So having a social network, being part of a family. I mean, God designed families to be like a social network. Now, of course, not everyone has a happy family. But Jesus spoke of another reason, and that was that we can actually choose him. He says our faith leads sometimes to making difficult decisions. And the church is there. That's a family, a close-knit social network. So do I value a church family? Get involved with other people. Now, the final thing I want to say, make the choice for happiness. Make your own choice. Happiness is based upon our response to life circumstances. And every day as you wake up, you need to adopt this attitude that's found in Psalm 118. This is the day, today, which the Lord has made, the Lord has given me. I want to rejoice and I want to be glad in it. Rejoice always. Make the choice for happiness. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge that sometimes it is difficult, but Lord, let me just think about those four things and make every day count. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.